Right now, Wisconsin has a 5% state historic preservation credit. The proposed legislation would take that up to 20%. Supporters say that's in line with what Minnesota offers developers. Jim Schmidt is mayor of Green Bay. He says the city has at least two large-scale projects that are looking for private investors.
We have an older city with a lot of opportunity for historic renovation. And we need to be competitive with these developers who look around the Midwest for opportunities. And we also need to be competitive with a suburban property that they don't. It's sometimes cheaper to build new than to renovate.
One project Mayor Schmidt is negotiating is a 1920s hotel in downtown Green Bay. He says making over the Northland Hotel could cost up to $25 million.
I think with this legislation, if this can get fast-tracked and get through our legislation signed by the governor in the next, 60, 90 days, that coupled with some other things that we have here in the city, I think we could find a developer to take on that project and really bring that back to a historic, five-star hotel in downtown Green Bay.
Schmidt says just the prospect of the increased credits has made the project more attractive. He says a tentative deal between the city and investors could be unveiled later this week. The historic tax credit bill is just being introduced and is awaiting committee assignment. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.